This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Minutes past the hour on the DJV show. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Dougie is out this hour. Victoria is here. I'm here. And we always have a good time when it's Girls' Day. I actually started this hour smiling because of a visual that Victoria painted for me. And that's actually where we start. Because you know what, Victoria? We need a little bit of good news. Everybody's so darn divided. There is a pandemic. You know, I don't have to do the list of things that are going on this year because it's been a tough one for a lot of us. Lots to be grateful for. Don't get me wrong, but there's also been a lot happening. And there's a new survey out that says smiling more often, even when you're faking it, actually tricks your brain into feeling happy. I think this is such
really?
An important
so
one
fake
for
it
us.
Till you make it is real.
Oh my God. That was my, you know, that was my mantra because I was a shy kid all the way through high school. And I was like, you know what? I'm not going to do this anymore. I'm going to fake it till I make it. And I faked this confidence and this, you know, kind of outgoing thing. And then it sort of became who I am. And I think we can train ourselves actually to make yourself feel better, to offer a smile to somebody, to give a smile to yourself for sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Researchers say that smiling triggers certain facial muscles. So this is actually biological that can actually trick your brain into feeling more positive. So when you're having a really bad day, just get the smile.
I'm faking a smile right now.
A study by the University of South Australia examines participants holding a pen between their teeth. Imagine that. Forcing their face to use the same muscles as a smile. So they're just holding this pen in between their teeth. And the experiment revealed that this movement actually alters both facial and body expressions, which generates more uplifting emotions. When your muscles say you're happy, you're more likely to see the world around you in a positive way, according to the doctors in this university study.
It's yeah. Like a runner's high. You know how people say when they run marathons or when they exercise, exercise gives you endorphins. And endorphins make you happy. Happy people don't kill their husbands.
Think about
it. From Elle Woods.
Totally. And think about how you, when your body is tense, just how that impacts your mood. I know when my neck and shoulders are all up, I'm feeling that stress. It becomes something that you really physically feel in your body that affects your mood. And so this makes some sense to me. So even if you don't want to smile or practice smiling, they say you put that pen in between your teeth and it stimulates the brain, makes you feel better, may sound a little bit stupid, maybe you feel silly, but for a lot of us, we need some help feeling a little better these days. It's for our mental health, especially if we are staying away from people and we don't have access to the same resources that we did when we could just kind of move freely about the cabin. There's this might be one of those things that we can do. The Australian team is replicating a covert smiling experiment that was done back in 2009, which also evaluated how people perceive someone's facial reactions. They use that pen and the teeth trick, and researchers study how people view various reactions spanning from frowns to big happy grins. So not only does it make you feel better, but researchers say when you see someone with a big smile, it makes you feel happier yourself. So you're kind of passing this on. Not only do you make yourself feel better, but you can make other people feel better as well. Now, what's hard is that we're all wearing the mask. And I don't know about you, but I find myself smiling at people because it's kind of what I do. And I think to myself, how dumb. You don't have to do anything. But apparently,
can't you tell a little bit through the eyes?
In the crinkle eyes, exactly.
Right? You can, like, you know, like the Tyra Banks smize. I think everyone can smize a little bit, you know, with the mask on. I still find that I, you know, smile and sort of nod at certain people, you know, if I'm out in public and I've got the mask on. So, yeah, I think that's a good thing.
That mask, it makes, so yes, you can see through the eyes, but even if you like want to say hello, like if you're walking by someone, isn't it much harder now where you're like,
I find it's strange when you see the ones with the clear, you know, like the clear panel
okay, those
across
are super
the mouth.
Weird.
Right?
Yeah.
I understand, like, you know, people who are deaf lip read. And so this is something that no one really thought about in the beginning when everyone said, mm-hmm. oh, you have to start wearing a mask. A lot of people who are deaf, you know, it put them at a real disadvantage. So, but I think it's odd to see, like, that clear plastic panel just yeah. over the lips.
I think the weird thing that I discovered about myself, and I guess I kind of knew this, I just didn't realize to what extent, but we, in this business, Victoria, you're a part of this, you probably understand just as much. You wear headphones all, mm-hmm. like, for long periods of time.
Yeah.
And so I've always kind of suspected that maybe my hearing isn't as great as I think it is. And
I'm always freaked out about that.
Yeah, and so I kind of, like...
Because everyone in radio is deaf.
Yeah, totally. And if you're not now, you will be at some point because it just happens. Happens to everybody. And so what I've realized is that I actually lip read a lot more than I thought I did. So with
really?
This, it's that, yeah, I can't wow. hear anybody. And it was funny because I have another co-host on the morning show that I do in Los Angeles, and we were talking to each other. We're like, his name is Brian. He goes, you know, it's the weirdest thing. He's like, I can't hear anybody that's wearing a mask. And I said, what do you mean? I said, you can't hear anybody. And we kind of came to the conclusion that both of us are actually lip reading way more than we ever thought because
that's wild.
Our hearing suffers. I know. So I have a really hard time now getting to it. I mean, my ears still work just fine. And I don't think that I'm not trying to play the topper game with people who actually have a disability and can't hear at all. But I've noticed it is definitely something that I did more than I thought I did, for sure.
Huh. Anyway, do you yeah. find yourself saying, like, what now?
I do. I'm like, excuse me? What did you say? I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. What? And then a lot of times you'll get people who just will pull the mask down and say, hey, Demi, I said.
Just shout right.
at you. And you're like,
yeah, and then it's like, well, that's
infected.
You're right, exactly. Again, you're like, you're defeating the purpose. Yeah, I know. That's also very weird.
A big item in the news, this one trending, and it's all about the Tiger King as the DJV show continues at 13 minutes past the hour.
Most of us have been spending a lot more time at home recently, and now's the time to join the millions of Americans who've changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillows, MyPillow towel sets, roll-and-go anywhere pillows, duvet covers, Giza pillowcases, bolster pillows, and neck pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Go to the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free. That's the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
The Geek Out.
If you've been watching the NBA and the bubble over at Disney World, what you may not have noticed is how everybody there is sporting a ring on one of their fingers. These are called the Aura Ring. It's a wearable smart device filled with sensors designed to monitor health conditions. For the NBA, they're used to help signal the onset of COVID symptoms of people inside the bubble. But for the general public, it's a product for monitoring your daily existence and sleeping patterns. Focusing on activity, readiness, sleep, and reporting back on an app on your phone via metrics and noticing changes that either signify improvements or decline in health. The Aura Ring is $300, comes in two styles and three colors, and if you're interested, we've tweeted links over at The Geek Out.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto Parts, better parts, better prices every day.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey, guys.
guys, it's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We want to tell you about our new podcast, the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast.
Every week, we talk about the issues that matter to us most.
We talk about everything from parenting and our families to the Me Too movement and what women really want in men.
And if you're just plain tired of people trying to tell you what to do and how to live your life, we tackle that too.
Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening on the Apple Podcast app, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app.
Don't forget to leave us a comment, a review, and subscribe.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Welcome back. It's the DJV show. Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Dougie is out. Victoria, Jen, we are here. And I promised you a little bit of news on the Tiger King, which...
Love Tiger King news.
We love it. I mean, anybody who hasn't watched it, do yourself a favor and do it. Mm-hmm. I mean, the first episode, you go, what am I doing? Right. And then by the second episode, you're just kind of sucked in. And this was a huge hit for Netflix. It was a documentary about the Tiger King, Joe Exotic. And apparently the zoo that was featured in that documentary, Victoria, announced late Tuesday that it is closed to the public. And can you imagine what that was like? After the federal animal exhibition license was suspended, the U.S. Department of Agriculture said that it suspended the exhibitor license for Greater Wynwood Exotic Animal Park and Jeffrey Lowe, who was featured in the Netflix series on Monday. Both Lowe and Joe Exotic were among the characters in that Netflix series, Tiger King, Murder, Mayhem, Madness. A post to the park's Facebook page announced that public access to the privately owned zoo is closed effective immediately. The new park will, at least for the future, be a private film set for a Tiger King-related television content for cable and streaming services. Now, we know Nicolas Cage has signed on to do this. The report of a USDA...
He's going to be Carol Baskin.
I love it.
Oh, my God. I cannot wait to watch that train wreck. I don't have Sharknado in my world anymore, but that's going to be my new Sharknado. Tigernado.
The report of the USDA inspection at Wynwood found multiple animal welfare violations, really serious, and several repeat violations. Among those, inspectors found the only refrigerated storage for animal food was a broken refrigerator truck that zoo officials claimed had recently been fixed. The inspectors asked for the invoices on repairs, and they were handed an invoice for a tractor repair. In the Facebook post, the park claimed it had been targeted by animal rights groups. Now, I believe all of these things are true. I believe they have been targeted by animal rights groups. And in fact, Joe Exotic is working with PETA now from jail to try to tip PETA off to all of these things. And there are, according to reports, spies in the area. But I also believe that there are probably pretty poor conditions at this park because we saw it in footage and it's been going on for years.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting. One of the details, which is pretty awful about this, the fact that that they've been targeted by animal rights groups. Now, having this license revoked, this is actually bad news for the animals because having it be closed to the public means that the animals are no longer subjected to inspections, USDA inspections, or PETA. So this is not great news for the animals. That Jeffrey Lowe, if you watch the series, he's the sleazy Vegas guy in, like, the Ed Hardy T-shirts with the, you know, his wife and the nanny and the whole thing. Anyway, sleazeball, total sleazeball. But... I didn't get any, like, animal-loving vibes from him either.
No,
so he's just there to make a buck.
He used him to try to pick up girls from what it looked like.
Yeah, it was just crazy.
Want to see my tiger?
Yeah. Hopefully, they'll move the animals to the new facility because he's been building a new zoo. And I guess maybe he owns the name, whatever the name of this original zoo was. Didn't he take that with him?
Yeah, he did. But here's the thing about Jeff Lowe is that really, truly, Tiger King has switched. So Joe Exotic has decided to start working with PETA. Remember how much he hated him in the documentary?
He's in jail for like 25 years, right?
Yeah, so he's given it all up. He's like, Brittany Pete, who is the PETA Foundation's deputy general counsel, is actually working with Joe Exotic. And she says the next step is to take Jeff Lowe's license permanently. So she's going after him to make sure that he doesn't stay in this business. So there you have it. A little update, some trending news on the Tiger King and Joe Exotic, who, by the way, I thought would have gotten a Trump pardon this week, but instead it went to Susan B. Anthony. Whatever. Women's suffrage movement. Come on, it's Joe Exotic. Just kidding. He's happily in prison. That's where he should be. It's a DJV show at 20 minutes past the hour.
Mm-hmm. This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
The self-help book implored me.
I walked away.
Jubilation Day.
I'm going to say it here. I'm confessing my love for Steve Martin, who is one of those Renaissance men who can sing, he can play an instrument, he can write books, Shop Girl's awesome, he can act, and he's very, very funny. And this is Steve Martin. If you didn't know the actor can sing, here he is. Jubilation Day.
You wear a red cape and a pitchfork on the way. Jubilation Day.
Not only does he play an instrument, he plays one of the most difficult instruments.
Yeah.
Banjo, well, and that's is what this, no joke. This,
it's not, and that's what this story is about. So what do we need to know about Steve Martin's banjo prize?
He's bringing it back this fall. It's got a new mission and a new statement and two new partners. It was originally conceived in 2010. The Banjo Prize awards $50,000 annually to a master bluegrass or old-time banjo player. So at the end of 2019, I guess they felt like they had fulfilled their mission. They'd given out 10 awards, and so it went through, you know, kind of went into hibernation. Now Steve Martin has brought it back with a reimagining. He's got a new board, Compass Records Group and the Fresh Grass Foundation, which is a San Francisco-based nonprofit dedicated to continuing the traditions of roots music. They stepped in to co-fund this music prize. Steve Martin said, "I'm doing a handstand, thinking that the prize will continue on. Thanks to Fresh Grass and Compass Records for bringing such enthusiasm into the prize." Fresh Grass said that they're thrilled and honored to be a part of this next iteration of the Steve Martin Banjo Prize. They're a 501c3. They try to preserve and support and create innovative grassroots music, and they said that they can think of no better way than keeping this prize alive. So the new Banjo Prize, going forward, will be an annual award of $25,000 to one or more banjo players per year. And obviously with the pandemic, the toll has been it's hit the music community extra hard. It's like, you know, restaurant community, the hospitality industry, and live music has been totally decimated. So the 2020 prize will actually be $50,000 split equally between five banjo players. And that's going to be announced. Those winners will be announced at the end of September. The Fresh Grass Festival is typically held in September. I think they're going to, like a lot of festivals, they're going to move to some sort of a virtual presentation. Mm-hmm. But it'll be, you know, I like bluegrass music. I think it's super fun.
It's fun.
Such a slice of Americana. You know, it's so deeply
entrenched
in our
music history.
It makes me want rosé.
and like a
rosé,
you
know, like yeah, and banjo.
Makes me just want to sit outside, listen to it, and have a little rosé. That sounds pretty darn good to me.
Sounds good.
All right. Up next in music news, Seth MacFarlane, also maybe we could call him the Renaissance guy. He's going to release some great songs from stage and screen. This is the creator of The Family Guy, who is now dipping into the Great American Songbook for this new album. Great songs from stage and screen that comes out August the 28th. It's coming up, Victoria.
Yep, and he's actually has five previous studio albums. I would never know that. Yeah, I know. I was sort of shocked to learn that. I know he had one a couple years ago where he sang standards, and I think he did pretty well with it. I had no idea that he already had five in the can. But he's already won earned three Grammy nominations for Best Traditional Pop Vocal, and he's landed in the top 10 on the Traditional Jazz Albums charts. So this new album is, he went a little bit deeper into Rodgers and Hammerstein, Cole Porter, Lerner and Lowe, Henry Mancini. So he picked a lot of songs that he has a young following, obviously because of Family Guy. And so he wanted to kind of expose his followers to a deeper cut of the Great American Songbook. And he said a standard always implies a song of specific distinction or one that's been performed countless times by many artists. To me, the real challenge and reward comes from digging beyond those tunes and looking for lesser-known untouched gems from composers and lyricists that have maybe fallen through the cracks. So he recorded all of this at London's legendary Abbey Road Studios, where the Beatles, of course, made that famous. And he said that, you know, these songs have soothed souls throughout the decades, and he hopes that...
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Democratic presidential ticket is now officially set. California Senator Kamala Harris formally accepted the party's vice presidential nomination during night 3 of the Democratic National Convention. She blasted President Trump, arguing that his, in her words, failure of leadership has cost lives and livelihoods. Also among the many speakers last night was Hillary Clinton.
Joe and Kamala can win by 3 million votes and still lose. Take it from me. So we need numbers overwhelming so Trump can't sneak or steal his way to victory.
Joe Biden will be speaking tonight on the final night of the convention, formally accepting the nomination. Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny is hospitalized after a suspected poisoning. And this is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
With a TikTok update, here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
President Trump wants to deny China some of the proceeds from the sale of TikTok. So says White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow on CNBC.
It's not something that's been done in the past, but that doesn't mean it can't be done now. I'll leave it to Secretary Mnuchin, who will be running the books on that deal. So we'll see.
After he spoke, the anchors on CNBC appeared stunned by Kudlow's answer. They said, it sounds like something a country like Venezuela would do.
A TikTok star doesn't have lights or water at his Los Angeles home until further notice. Mayor Eric Garcetti says he's authorized the shutoff of Bryce Hall's utilities because of a flagrant violation of the public health orders that had been issued. This comes after Hall threw a packed 21st birthday party for himself at his Hidden Hills home last week. The mayor says parties of that magnitude put the community at risk big time. And the Cincinnati Reds are suspending broadcaster Tom Brenneman after he made a homophobic slur during a live broadcast last night. A hot mic picked up the comment right after a commercial break on Fox Sports Radio. He later apologized, but called a home run in the process of doing so. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Minutes past the hour on the DJV show. Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Dougie is out. He'll be back in just a bit. In the meantime, it's Girls Day on the program, and we start off our next half hour, Victoria, with some food news. This one, I mean, truly a tragic day. If 2020 has not taken enough from us, how in the world can we lose our access to pepperoni? Has it really been, have we not been victimized enough by this
We've
COVID?
We've suffered
stuff?
Enough!
Gosh. So there's a shortage of pepperoni?
There is, yep. And it makes sense when you think about, you know, the pork and the beef shortage that we've experienced probably, I guess it depends on where you live in the country, but like in New Jersey where we live, I don't eat beef or pork, but I do all the grocery shopping for my parents, and they eat beef and pork, and the store was just sold out for 3-4 weeks in a row. And so it makes sense that there is a pepperoni shortage. However, a little bit looking into it slightly deeper, pizza shops now around the country, and we know pizza has been a booming business, whether it's Domino's or, you know, Papa John's or just your local pizza place. Everyone has been ordering pizza. Like, it's like we're all going to the chair. And so everyone's been eating a lot of pizza. Pepperoni is the number one most popular topping in America for pizza. And because of the beef and pork shortage, which pepperoni is a combination of beef and pork, which is then seasoned with paprika and chili pepper and things like that.
Squished together.
Yeah, and then it's, yeah, exactly. But apparently the pizza shop owners are saying that they're paying $2 more per pound compared to just right before the pandemic. And so that makes the price of pizza, I don't know if they're adjusting the price or if they're just sort of eating the cost. But pepperoni apparently is pretty labor intensive to make. It has a low profit margin. And so some of the producers of pepperoni have now just decided that they're just going to stop. They're not making pepperoni. They don't see a way, you know, when you have like a lot of the meat plants were closed because everyone had COVID. And so, you know, processing plants are doing whatever they can to make as much money with a short staff. So apparently having pepperoni be so labor intensive to create, they're just sort of passing it along. So they're sending out large shipments of pork and beef, but they're not making the pepperoni. So they're waiting for someone else to make the pepperoni. And in the meantime, 53% of Americans say it is their favorite pizza topping. And so I guess, you know, if you have to pay more for the pepperoni, then just that's now you know why. If the pizza is more expensive than it was pre-pandemic, this is the reason. It's the pepperoni.
Yeah, it is. I have to say, as filthy as it is, I do love the pepperoni. I don't know.
When I used to eat meat, I did enjoy it. I haven't eaten meat in a very, very long time, but yeah. When it's like really crispy, you know, and sitting on top of like a well-done pizza pie, like when it's like baked well-done, it is really good.
It is.
Every once in a while, I crave it.
I know. It's one of those things where you go, ooh, it's you know, it's like anything that's meat that's been processed. You think about it and you're like, yeah, and hot dogs also delicious, but ugh, when you think about it, oh gosh. Mm-hmm. All right, so that's the update. If you can get a hold of some pepperoni, more valuable than the U.S. dollar right now, so that's exciting. Hot Pockets also in the focus. Now, the Hot Pockets, I always think of pizza. I guess they have like a ham and cheese, but of all the Hot Pockets, I think I've only tried like
pepperoni pizza
cheese
Hot Pocket,
and pepperoni pizza. Yeah, as a kid or in high school, those were always really, really good. Now, apparently, Hot Pockets, after all of these years, after decades and decades, they're releasing a sweet treats line. The typical Hot Pocket, we know, is filled with savory items like the pizza, like the ham and cheese. But the new Hot Pockets come in flavors like cinnamon roll and apple cinnamon. Now, I think they're missing an opportunity here because clearly you have an opportunity for chocolate. I get the cinnamon roll. I get the apple cinnamon. Great, because it's like a pie.
Mm-hmm.
You could do probably cherry or peach or something, but couldn't you do some chocolate in there? I mean, it's going to melt in the microwave. It's got to be, I mean, that has to be something they're thinking about.
That's actually a great point. I don't know. The cinnamon roll option, that's the, I think they're launching with cinnamon roll and with the apple cinnamon, which is basically, like you said, it's like an apple pie. Do you remember when we were kids? We didn't go to McDonald's often, but when we did, I always got the apple pie. I don't even know if they make them anymore.
I think they do. They're like deep fried and they have the apples on the inside.
Oh, yeah. Those were good. Yeah, those
were
good.
They're kind of like those, I don't even know what they're called, but in the snack aisle or the bread aisle, they'd have those little pies that were individually wrapped and they had like the apple and the cherry version.
Do
you know what I'm talking about?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And that, to me, it was McDonald's was like the ultimate one of those because it was that, but it was fried, so it was all hot and delicious.
I know.
So the cinnamon roll option.
I'm getting hungry.
I know. Talking about all of our nasty food habits. The cinnamon roll option consists of a cinnamon crust that's stuffed with sweet cream cheese filling. The cinnamon crust also comes with the apple cinnamon option, but that one is stuffed with apple cinnamon filling. Sounds pretty good. You had a scoop of ice cream. I think I'm in. The sweet treats line is available at limited stores now with the nationwide rollout occurring throughout the fall. I thought it was interesting, too, just as an extra as we do some food news here. The Girl Scouts came out with their new cookie. Did you hear about that?
Yeah.
It's like a French toast cookie, which I think it's funny. I think it's kind of cool that the Girl Scouts every year come out with something new. And sometimes the new ones are so successful that they stick around. I think the last was the s'more cookie, which they came out just for like a limited time and then people liked it a lot. So it stuck. Girl Scouts are now saying that they're going to debut a new French toast inspired cookie, which had me thinking about it during that Hot Pocket segment. The Girl Scouts announced on Tuesday of this week that they'll be debuting a brand new flavor for 2021. They call it Toast Yay, and it's a French toast inspired cookie dipped in icing and they say full of flavor in every bite. It'll only be available in certain areas, but that the Girl Scouts announced that they're going to change their cookie selling delivery method because of the coronavirus pandemic. Through social distancing measures, customers will be able to buy their cookies directly from local Girl Scouts. There's also a gift box option that allows cookies to be shipped directly to customers. So that's kind of new. And in response to the pandemic, the Girl Scouts of America debuted a new national online platform. Are you ready for this? Girl Scouts Cookie Care, that allowed customers to order cookies for home delivery. Donate cookies to first responders, volunteers, and local causes.
Oh, that's nice,
which
too.
I really love. Yeah. I love that option about the Girl Scouts. There was a couple of years ago, I don't know if you remember it, it did make national headlines, but there was a guy, his name was Christopher Dorner, who was a former policeman. He went after and he was literally hunting police, and he was going out and he was shooting policemen, and he was on the run here in California, and they were looking for him during that day. And the first time the Girl Scouts actually, this part of the Girl Scouts program actually caught my attention was I was walking out of the grocery store, and it was a really weird time. The police in LA were on tactical alert because of this. It was just kind of a bizarre couple of days, because this guy would go and he'd ambush police officers and then he'd go off and they couldn't find him. And as I was walking out of the store, the Girl Scouts stopped me and asked me if I wanted to buy the cookies. And of course I was on one of my things where I was trying to stay away from Girl Scout cookies, but they were so cute. So I'm like, how about if I just donate money to you? And they told me that they were donating to different groups and you could pick which group, either whether it was military or local law enforcement. And so because of what was going on, I was like, oh, take my, you know, here's $20, fill it up with cookies for law enforcement. And I thought that was such a great thing, especially when it's on your heart. You know, when we think about our military members who are overseas, or when we think about law enforcement that were in a very bad predicament at that time, just kind of a nice element. So Girl Scout cookies, you can buy them online. The French toast version will be coming out in 2021. Pretty cool.
I think I'm going to try to find them, because at the beginning of the pandemic, I guess it was Girl Scout season.
Yeah, season.
Right?
I didn't have any this year either.
February or March or something. And so, and then they launched that online portal. Because I don't know anybody who is a Girl Scout. I don't know anyone who is a parent of a Girl Scout. So in order for us to even order the cookies, it was great that we were able to do it online. And then, of course, we're stuck with like four boxes of Samoas that I'm never not going to eat. So, you know. But I think
Samoas are the best. Samoas and the Thin Mints. Oh, gotta love them.
I know. That's what we ordered. Those are the two. But I think the French toast thing is interesting, because so many people, I don't know if you've noticed this, but like, I read a lot of food blogs, and French toast has become one of those pandemic-type meals that's picked up in popularity.
Yep.
And so, like, everyone's baking banana bread, and then everyone got sick of banana bread, and so now everyone's making zucchini bread. And French toast recipes are there's been a huge spike in searches for French toast, like baked French toast. I used to make a creme brulee French toast that was really good. It was baked in the oven. It was delicious. But, you know, certainly not low-cal.
But when you come for a visit, I think you should make that. That sounds pretty good.
I'll earn my keep.
Yeah, that sounds like a good idea. Yeah, no, those things are coming back in popularity, and certainly the Girl Scouts have their ear to it. There'll probably be four cookies in the box, but it's all for a good cause. So that's the update for you in food news on the DJV show at 44 minutes past the hour.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. Fainting happens when your brain doesn't get enough blood and you lose consciousness temporarily. It's often brought on by an emotional trigger, such as being upset or excited.
The brain says, look, you don't have to be so excited. Let's slow down the heart rate. Let's lower down the blood pressure. So that reflex sometimes goes overboard and the patient ends up with low blood pressure or a low heart rate. The combination of the two leads to insufficient blood supply to the head.
While most fainting spells are benign, cardiologists Dr. Win Shen says there are times when fainting is more concerning. That includes people with known heart conditions and
somebody has chest pain or palpitations prior to fainting. That's important. And usually we pay a lot of attention to if a person has a fainting spell doing exercise.
Any of those instances would be reason to see your doctor. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Calitrin, why would people choose the liquid over the capsule? Is there a reason, or is it just convenience?
There's really no reason. You know, it has the same benefit. The liquid is a very strong, very sweet citrus flavor, and you take a tablespoon. So it's really just the person's preference.
Now, speaking about preference, there are lots of ways to find out how this works. You can try it yourself, money-back guarantee, all that sort of thing. But if you still need to be convinced after listening to Suzanne and me, you can go to toploss.com. At the moment, there are 326 reviews by people who have actually, these are people, they're not actors, they're not phony balonies, they're really people that have called into Calitrin to say, this works for me. There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Forty-six minutes past the hour on the DJV show. Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Doug is out. Jen, Victoria, we're here. And Victoria, this story, we're talking about food news before. Now we kind of move on to travel. But more importantly, it is about the power of big government, big brother, always watching. Your cell phone data has been used now to track travelers from Las Vegas. Cell phone data shows tens of thousands of people crowding on the Las Vegas Strip and traveling all over the country. The number of coronavirus cases in the Las Vegas area skyrocketed after casinos reopened on June the 4th, and companies were using cell phone data to track over a period of 4 days in mid-July at ProPublica's request. They found that a large white spot in the middle of a map of the western United States shows the density of people on the Strip. That's how many people are there. They report that 26,000 devices were tracked on the Strip over that four-day period. That doesn't even seem like that much, considering the Strip in 4 days. But a map of the country shows that these visitors traveled to every state once they left Las Vegas in the U.S., except for Maine. Experts are telling ProPublica that this data shows why the virus keeps on spreading. And this is the quandary. People want to live their life. People want to travel. People want to feel like they're not locked up, yet they're taking, they're going to places where people are in close quarters, and they're spreading the virus back in their home states, and that's been the problem.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, when we planned our trip, we just did like a long weekend in upstate New York. We were in New Jersey. And so the reason that we chose the specific area that we went to is because I follow this, it's an interactive map. It's free. It's very comprehensive with data and the cases. It's called globalepidemics.org. And so it has this map, this living map of the United States, and it goes county by county with how many cases are, you know, are happening, and it's color coded. So red being the worst, a lot of red in the South right now, a lot of red in Florida, Vegas, and then, green being the best. And so in the middle is yellow and orange. So what they say basically is look up where you live on this map. And so where I live in New Jersey, the whole state was yellow. There was one county that was green. It's no longer green because everybody started partying. So now it's yellow. Mm-hmm. So yellow being like the, you know, the second best level, but still, you know, kind of like a warning sign. So essentially you're not supposed to travel to a different color coded area. So we chose Ulster County in New York, which is technically the Catskills, but it's really only about an hour and a half north of Manhattan. And so it wasn't that far for us to go, but the color coding of Ulster County is also yellow, just like Monmouth County, where we live in New Jersey. So responsibly, that's how people are supposed to travel. If you live in a green county, you only travel to green. You're not supposed to go worse or better than where you currently live. But this study in Vegas is showing what happens when people completely disregard their destination or where they're, you know, where they're from. And this is how the virus spreads so rapidly.
All right, it is the DJV show at 50 minutes past the hour.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Attention radio listeners. Have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. I'm Doug Steffen. Questions for Dr. Ken. Exercising and the different types of exercise that are available. Some people like you like to go to the gym. Some people like to take walks. A lot of people are now studying yoga. The benefits of yoga. Why is yoga a good alternative? I've been somebody who's tried the hot, what do they call it, sweat yoga, hot yoga, whatever they call that, hot yoga. I didn't like it at all. Is it acquired taste, do you think?
If some people like it, some people don't. And with exercise, you have to find out what fits you well so you'll enjoy it, because that's the most important part of it. It doesn't feel like a chore, and there's a lot of individual difference. But this is about how yoga actually can help some people with their anxiety. This is out of JAMA Psychiatry this week. Yoga is an effective treatment for generalized anxiety disorder, but therapy appears to be a little bit more effective for more people. But for some people, more than half of people, patients who practice Kundalini yoga, and don't ask me what that is, which includes movement, breathing techniques, meditation, and chanting, responds well to therapy. So this is something, if you deal with anxiety, you may want to try yoga, and it may be helpful for a good fraction of people before or with therapy. Give it a shot.
I think there are some people who have a wild imagination that are thinking something else happens with that kind of therapy. All right. Next question. You were talking, Dr. Ken, about the foods that would help you lose fat and foods that aren't good for you. What about, I'm reading between the lines here because you're a cardiologist. You're Clinic Lake Cardiology down in Florida, a place that people go if they really want either to prevent themselves from getting heart disease or to deal with it in a practical way. So what about the things that are bad for cancer, the things that we eat that feed cancer cells? what happened? What do we put on our plate to avoid it? And what are we eating that we ought to avoid?
Well, a lot of it is the same things that you shouldn't eat for getting heart disease, amazingly similar. But I think, you know, often with the cancers, it's the red meat, the delicatessen meats. Those are the meats that...
Preservatives.
Yes, those are the ones that, are especially... can bring on the cancers. But the diets are especially similar. Just a good Mediterranean diet will lower your risk of getting heart disease and cancer, and keeping your body weight at ideal body weight will lower the risk of both.
So what about the some information
plant-based foods also are very good for lowering the risk of cancer. I must add that in because I can see everybody in the audience, you know, raising their hands.
Okay. Here's somebody raising their hands asking a question about aspirin and whether aspirin spreads cancer. Good Lord, I hope not. I take aspirin at your recommendation every night.
Well, so, you know, this is a little controversial because there was an article out just this week, and I didn't want to bring it up because I think it needs more validation, but, which actually showed that in older people, a daily aspirin may actually make cancer worse if you have it and make it accelerate quicker if you develop it. And this goes against a lot of other studies. I read this article. I read the discussion of this article. The authors think that there's some value if you start young for lowering the risk, but if you start older, you lose that advantage and it starts doing other things. I think this story is not yet out yet, and it's going to take more data, more studies to untangle this. Usually when the results are on both sides of the line, it's not yet clear. But I would not, on my own, take an aspirin, a daily, even a baby aspirin, without talking to a doctor, because there are risks to it, there are benefits to it, and all of these need to be understood together, you with the doctor. Aspirin is a drug. Every drug has side effects and benefits, and whether the risk of taking it outweighs the risk of not taking it, that's what physicians are made for, providers are made for.
So you took that into consideration when you told your friend Doug Steffen to take a baby aspirin every night?
Well, you have other reasons.
I do. My charm and personality, no doubt. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is from Lake Cardiology down in Montura, Florida. Should you want to ask him a question, connect with him on telemedicine. Help yourself. Number into his office is 352-735-1400. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here. I'm Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.